From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, September 25th. I'm Lana Cohen. On September 15th, two local conservation groups filed a lawsuit against Gualala Redwood Timber Company, claiming one of the timber company's pending projects is in violation of the Federal Endangered Species Act. Friends of Gualala River, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the Gualala River watershed and the species that rely on it, and the Center for Biological Diversity, a nonprofit focused on habitat and wildlife protection in the United States, are seeking a court order to stop a logging venture that would take place in the Gualala River floodplain, which they say is a rare river-adjacent redwood forest that supports multiple endangered species. They believe the logging project, called the Dogwood Timber Harvest Plan, would hurt an ecologically important area and could result in the harm or death of endangered species. Center for Biological Diversity Program Director and co-founder Peter Galvin said the potential adverse effects of the Dogwood Plan were too big to ignore, which is why the center joined forces with the Friends of Gualala River to sue Gualala Redwood Timber, a logging company owned by Redwood Empire Sawmill.
The Gualala River is a very, very important place ecologically in Northern California in the Redwood region. It's important for a variety of wildlife and for people. Wildlife that is very important to include steelhead salmon, spotted owls, California red-legged frogs, other salmon, and it's suffered a lot of damage from logging over the last decades. It's made some recovery through restoration efforts and people's really dedicated attention, including the Friends of the Gualala River. This logging plan, the Dogwood Plan, would log over 340 acres of river floodplain, a very, very important stand of forest remaining along the Gualala River. It would have real negative impacts on the river's wildlife and the recovery of the river. And so we felt it was important to press ahead with the issue and try and do everything we can to save this place.
They believe that if Gualala Redwood wants to go forward with their project, they should apply for a special permit called an incidental take permit that would require them to adopt measures to minimize the adverse impact on all listed species and develop a plan for species recovery. Although Gualala Redwood Timber declined to comment for this story, in interviews for previous articles, company representatives made clear that they do not believe they need to apply for an incidental take permit, citing the fact that they have followed rules put in place by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and that their project was approved by the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE. Forest Manager John Bennett mentioned a variety of rules the company complies with to ensure the safety of listed species, such as providing at least a 500-foot distance between spotted owl nests and logging operations and making sure skid trails have as little impact as possible. What it really comes down to is that Gualala Redwood believes that since they have complied with certain state and federal laws by following guidelines from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and getting approval from CAL FIRE, they have proved that they adequately consider the area's ecology and endangered species and should be able to move forward with their timber harvest plan. Friends of Gualala River and the Center for Biological Diversity do not see things the same way.
We fundamentally disagree that while it is correct that the CAL FIRE approved this project, the reality is, unfortunately, that the California Department of Forestry, CAL FIRE, has really sided with the timber interests all along through this process and really through the last number of decades. They are not the ultimate arbiters of the Federal Endangered Species Act. We disagree that they're in compliance with the law, and that's exactly what we're asking a court to rule on, is to look at the scientific evidence, to look at the expert reports, and we feel confident that the court will agree with us that this logging plan does harm endangered species and does violate the Federal Endangered Species Act.
CAL FIRE also declined to comment in depth for this story. Chief of Staff at the Headquarters Forest Practice Program, Eric Huff, wrote in an email, and I quote, "It is CAL FIRE's practice not to comment on pending litigation, other than to reiterate the plan went through a thorough interagency review process, and we are confident in the conclusion that the plan is in conformance with the Forest Practice Act and rules." This reiterates the tension that while CAL FIRE says the project complies with Forest Practice Act and rules, and Gualala Redwood Timber Company claims that should be enough to prove they have considered the safety of listed species that could be impacted, the Center for Biological Diversity and Friends of Gualala River believe that the Forest Practice Act and rules are not an adequate replacement for an incident take permit and are not up to the standards required by the Federal Endangered Species Act. Charlie Ivor, president of Friends of Gualala River, said this is not just an issue impacting the Gualala River watershed, but that historically, endangered species have not been sufficiently protected.
I don't think endangered species have been addressed the way they should in the past. If they were, then we would have an abundance of those species, but we don't. You can list the species as threatened or endangered, but if no one is actually applying the law, then what good is it to put them on the list?
Ivor added that if they won this lawsuit, it could have impacts far beyond the Gualala River watershed.
It would set a precedent, and the precedent setting is what's important, not only for the Gualala, but other coastal rivers and other rivers in California in general that have listed endangered species in them.
For KZYX News, I'm Lana Cohen. For all our local stories, photos, and more, visit kzyx.org.